Welcome to this mindful moment, into a session of mindful movement. We'll be practicing standing postures of Hatha Yoga during this period. These are really just gentle stretches of the body. And as you come to this session, take note of how your body is right now, here in this moment. And be kind and gentle with the body, perhaps working or stretching at about 80% of your capacity, instead of pushing beyond your body's limits, really keying into where the body is right now and avoiding strain or pain, but just being gentle and bringing awareness into the body, the breath, and the sensations that come and go. This is an extension of mindfulness meditation practices. And so as we're practicing with movement, the mind will certainly wander off, perhaps even have stories or judgments about parts of the body that are in motion. And just like every other practice, we gently escort the mind back, the awareness back to the body, to the breath, and to the sensations that are here now, releasing those thoughts and emotions and always just coming back. Let's begin with the mountain pose. Standing with feet hip distance apart, standing nice and tall and straight, feeling the soles of the feet connected to the earth below and aligning the body with some form of not rigidity, but really just that strength of having the spine nice and straight, the neck straight, the head reaching up toward the sky. And as you stand in this mountain pose, maybe just visualizing the mountain that is always firmly planted on the earth, just like this body, firmly planted on the earth, preparing to engage in movement, allowing the breath to flow in naturally and normally, according to whatever the body is doing in any given moment. Maybe drawing in a couple of full deep breaths into the body now if you wish. Drawing air in through the mouth or nose. And then exhaling. However it's most comfortable for you. Breathing in, breathing out. Allowing yourself to enter completely into this present moment. Seeing if it's possible to release the activity of the mind and body that was happening before this session, and softening on whatever plans you may have for after this session. Come here right now in this body with this movement, with this breath that's here now. Beginning with the standing full body stretch. As you inhale, raise both arms out to the sides and up over the head, pointing the fingers up toward the ceiling and the palms facing each other, stretching, and then exhaling, allowing the arms to drift very slowly with awareness all the way back down to the sides. Having this motion be slow and fluid and with awareness, once again, raising the arms up on an inhalation, palms facing one another at the top and fingers stretching through the body, through the fingers, up to the ceiling, and then exhaling, allowing the air to be released from the body as the arms drift slowly back down to the sides. Once again, reaching up, breathing in, stretching, and then exhaling, allowing the arms once again float down to the sides of the body. moving into a horizontal arm stretch now, raising the arms up on an inhalation just up to shoulder level. And then as you exhale, bend the wrists and push the palms out to the walls, almost as if creating space for the body, for the mind, stretching and feeling that stretch, that sensation that is the underside of the fingers and thumb, the palms of the hands, the wrists and the undersides of the arms, stretching through the arms, through the fingertips, being present right here with this movement. Breathing in, and as you exhale, release the hands, release the arms, and allow them to float all the way back down to the sides. Breathing in and reaching up shoulder height. Exhaling and pushing the hands out to the sides, out to the walls. Fingers pointing up toward the ceiling, wrists bent. Breathing in and out naturally and normally. Feeling the sensations. Breathing in. And then exhaling, releasing the hands and wrists, allowing the arms to float down with awareness all the way down to the sides. One more time, breathing in and reaching up to shoulder level. Exhale, pushing the hands outward, the palms facing the outside walls of the room, pushing, stretching, breathing. Coming out of any pose when the body says that you've had enough in that particular pose. Breathing in and then exhaling, releasing the hands and arms and letting them float all the way down to the sides. Taking just a pause here to feel into the body. Maybe feeling that the body is warming up a little bit with these movements. Feeling an increase in the rate of breathing, maybe even tingles or other feelings in parts of the body as it's warming up, stretching muscles. Practicing now a one-arm stretch, beginning with the left arm. So breathing naturally, bringing your right arm up overhead, stretching towards the sky through the fingertips, and at that same time, gently lift your left heel, just the heel, off the floor. So stretching through the fingertips of the right arm and balancing on the ball of the left foot. And if it's comfortable, and only if it's right for your neck, just tipping the head back and allowing the gaze to go up toward the sky. Breathing in and out naturally and normally as you're stretching this right side of the body. Balancing on the left ball of the foot. Stretching, feeling these sensations, being present and aware. Breathing in and reaching up through that right arm, and then as you exhale, lower the heel back down to the floor and slowly allow the right arm to come all the way back down to the side. Repeating this one arm stretch, this time with the left arm. So breathing in and reaching the left arm up overhead, with the fingers pointing up toward the ceiling and pulling the right heel this time off of the floor, and then exhaling. Stretching through this left arm, the fingertips stretched up toward the sky, balancing on the ball of the right foot. And once again, if it's comfortable, just tipping the head back, tilting it so that you're looking up toward the ceiling, up toward this outstretched left hand and fingers, breathing in and out, stretching the left side of the body. Coming out of these poses whenever it feels right for you. Breathing in and reaching up a little further. And as you exhale, allow the head to come back down, the heel to come back down to the floor, and the arm to drift slowly back down to the side. Taking a pause once again here to bring awareness into how the body feels right now. Noticing when the mind wanders off on thoughts or stories or judgments. And once that's recognized, just releasing those thoughts and emotions and returning once again to this body, this breath that's here right now. Now beginning to stretch the sides of the body. And we'll stretch the left side of the body first. In other words, there will be a bend toward the right. So breathing in and reaching the arms out to the sides and reaching them up overhead. And as you exhale, lock your thumbs together, just the thumbs, fingertips reaching up toward the sky. Exhaling, but keeping the arms up in the air, stretching through these arms and the sides of the body. And then breathing in again deeply and stretching upward. And as you exhale, just bend the waist to the right. Bend at the waist to the right as far as feels right for your body. Feeling the stretch that goes from the left fingertip all the way down the side of the body, the left side of the body, stretching, breathing in naturally, normally. And as you take a deeper breath in, allow the body to come straight up again, fingers pointing straight up toward the ceiling. And as you exhale, unlock the thumbs, leaving the arms outstretched above, feeling the weight of those arms, and then breathing in and reaching up nice and tall. And then exhale, allow those arms to drift so slowly with awareness back down to the sides. Now repeating this side bending stretch, this time stretching the right side of the body and bending to the left. So reaching in and reaching up and breathing in, bringing the arms up overhead, fingers up toward the ceilings, and as you exhale, lock your thumbs in the opposite direction. Keeping the fingers pointing up toward the ceiling, the arms stretching, feeling the sides of the body and the arms. And then breathing in deeply. And as you exhale, bend at the waist to the left, allowing this stretch from the right pinky finger all the way down the right side of the body, feeling the sensations that come from activating, moving, and stretching these muscles. Just breathing naturally. And now taking a deeper breath in and raising up and straightening the body, fingers pointing straight up toward the ceiling, and then exhaling and unlocking the thumbs. Keeping the fingers reaching up toward the sky, feeling that weight of the arms. And then breathe in as you stretch up nice and tall. And then exhale, allow the arms to drift slowly as if the air were very thick. The arms are just floating slowly down until they reach the sides of the body. Once again, pausing, taking note of how the body feels right now in this moment. Perhaps there are certain muscles that are moving in a way that they're not used to, and maybe you're feeling an additional kind of sensation coming from those muscles or those parts of the body. Keeping the awareness intact and moving into a rolling of the shoulders that will allow this part of the body to be released. So many muscles here in the shoulders that are held in positions where we're working at computers and different things where we're holding the body in a certain way. And so releasing these shoulders by standing in the mountain pose, raising and lowering your shoulders with awareness first. So shrugging the shoulders up toward the ears and then releasing the shoulders back down. At your own pace, just shrugging those shoulders up toward the earlobes and then releasing the shoulders and letting them melt back down. And then shrugging the shoulders up and beginning to circle forward with the shoulders and then down and back and up toward the ears again, creating a circle at your own pace, rolling these shoulders forward, down, back, and up, letting the breath be natural and normal as you very slowly and with awareness rotate these shoulders, stretching, maybe releasing these muscles in the upper back, shoulders, the front of the chest. And then the next time the shoulders up come up toward the ears, just allowing them to relax and sink all the way down. Maybe even stretching through the fingertips toward the floor, giving the shoulders a little extra stretch downward. Feeling the sensations across the tops of the shoulders. And now repeating this rotating motion, only making those circular motions go backward. So shrugging the shoulders upward and then rotating in a backward direction. Back, down, forward, and then up. Creating circles with the shoulders, allowing the arms just to remain relaxed and following the motion. And at your own pace, just very slowly rotate backward these shoulders in circles that allow these muscles once again to release. You may hear some snapping or popping or cracking, and let this language just ensure you that these shoulders are releasing a little bit, moving in a way that is very good for them, very rejuvenating. Next time the shoulders come up toward the ears, just hold that shrug for a second and then deliberately release the arms back downward, letting the shoulders relax. And maybe once again, just reaching through the fingertips toward the floor to give a little extra stretch to the shoulders. Taking note of how this area of the body feels now. Bringing some degree of stillness here, but noticing that there's still some activity and motion just in terms of sensation. And now giving a gentle stretch to the neck, being very gentle and careful always with the neck. So tucking the chin and then allowing the right ear to drop down toward the right shoulder, just to that point where you feel a gentle stretch going up the left side of the neck. Being very careful with this area of the body, just breathing naturally, allowing this neck to stretch, elongate, release a little bit. And then slowly drawing the head back up into the neutral position. Once again, tucking the chin under to protect the neck. And then allowing the left ear to drop down very slowly toward the left shoulder. Without raising the shoulders, so just allowing the head to come a little closer, feeling now the sensations in that stretching of the right side of the neck. Breathing naturally, releasing, elongating these muscles, being present. And then slowly just bringing the head back up again into this neutral position. Now just to extend this neck stretch a little bit, I'm going to also involve the arm a little bit in this stretch. So this is called a diagonal neck stretch. So tuck your chin and bring your right ear toward your right shoulder without lifting the shoulder. And then keeping your right arm by your side, open the palm of your right hand and face it forward. Drop and turn your head now to look at the palm of your right hand, stretching your neck diagonally, just slightly. Breathing naturally, stretching only as long as is right for you. And then very slowly just bring the head back up into the neutral position, relax the right arm, and then we'll repeat this stretch on the opposite side. So this time bringing your, tucking the chin and then bringing the left ear toward the left shoulder, keeping the left arm by your side and then opening your left hand so that it's facing forward. And then now just turn the head, drop and turn the head so that it's looking at the left palm. Stretching this side of the neck again, diagonally, just very gently. Extending our neck stretch in this way, breathing naturally. And then releasing from this position, bringing the head back to neutral position, allowing the left hand and arm to relax. Taking note every once in a while, if it's comfortable, closing the eyes to really check in to the body in terms of the sensation and the effect of the motion, allowing awareness to really travel to those places that you can feel sensation as a result of the movement. Now, once again, engaging in a few full body stretches, raising the arms out to the sides and overhead on an inhalation, fingers pointing toward the sky, palms facing each other, stretching, and then exhaling, allowing the arms to drift back down to the sides. A couple more times now of reaching up and breathing in and stretching, and then exhaling and lowering the arms. And now engaging the waist in some additional stretch and twisting. So place your hands on your hips. Inhale and stand up nice and tall. And as you exhale, keep your hips facing forward, but twist your torso to the right and look over your right shoulder. Being mindful of any waves of sensations, thoughts, or emotions, just being present, twisting the body, twisting the spine, breathing naturally, remembering to release these postures when it's right for your body, and then releasing, uncoiling, coming back to that starting position of facing forward. And then once again, stand up nice and tall and inhale And as you exhale, just twist at the torso to the left side. This time looking out on the exhalation over the left shoulder, twisting in this opposite direction, breathing naturally, bringing awareness to sensations in the body, thoughts and emotions coming and going, releasing them to really be here, present in this moment with body and breath. Releasing that position now, uncoiling and coming back to the starting position, facing forward. Now this time, the standing twist will be done with a little bit more motion. This time, really twisting the body, allowing the hips and legs to rotate. The first twist was just with the upper body. Now we're going to twist the whole body, keeping the feet, of course, facing forward. So standing up nice and tall and breathing in. And as you exhale, twisting the whole body toward the right, as much as can be stretched through the legs, through the torso, the hips, the neck, looking out over the right shoulder, breathing in naturally and normally, stretching, releasing. Slowly uncoiling and turning the body back to its facing forward position. And then when you're ready, taking another deep breath in, standing nice and tall, and having a full twist of the body to the left side. Breathing in, exhaling as you turn to the left side, looking over the left shoulder. Stretching, releasing the muscles in the back around the spine. Breathing naturally. And then uncoiling, bringing the body all the way back to the position of facing straight ahead. Releasing the arms now from the hips and allowing them just to be draped by the sides of the body. Relaxing as much as you can in this moment. Bringing awareness to how the body feels each time new muscles are activated and stretched. And now, moving into a pose of balance and stretching, called the center field position, much like the position that a baseball player would have as they're squatting down in center field, ready to catch a ball. And so, just gently bend your knees and bend slightly forward, placing your hands on your thighs. Breathing naturally here throughout, maintaining the position of your legs and upper body into just a bent knee, half squat, or whatever is comfortable for you. And then lift your arms up overhead in line with your spine, with your palms facing each other. And then lower your head a little bit so that the ears are just gently between the elbows. Balancing the body in this position, knees bent in a slight squat, the back bent in line, the spine in line with the arms, just breathing in and out for as long as is right for you. And then very slowly, just allowing the head to come up, the arms to come down, and then straighten the legs. Come back into a mountain pose, just standing erect and strong. Breathing in, breathing out. Awareness of sensations. And now engaging in a full body stretch that turns into a forward bend of the body, being very careful with the back, with your ability in your body in this moment, and don't push beyond what feels right for you. So inhale and raise your arms up overhead into that full body stretch. And then as you exhale, bend at the waist forward and slowly bring your hands down toward the floor. Maybe stopping halfway and then breathing in again. And then exhale and stretch a little further down. If it's comfortable, you might just slightly bend your knees. And when you're down as far as you can comfortably go, just breathe naturally for a few breaths, feeling that stretch through the whole back of the body, the back, the buttocks, the legs. Just breathing in and out, and then inhaling and slowly returning to the starting position by very slowly coming back to the standing position. Again, pausing in the middle if it feels right to take another breath and return to an upright posture. At your own pace, repeat two more of these full body stretches with the forward bend. So reaching up and inhaling, and as you exhale, bending at the waist forward very gently, maybe stopping, taking another breath in, exhaling, and then stretching down further. Bending your knees a little bit if that makes it easier on your back. And as you are bent over to whatever position is right for you, just breathing in naturally and normally a full breath, a few breaths. And when that stretch feels complete, just breathing in and raising back up slowly to that standing position. Complete a total of 3 of these forward bends. As you complete these forward bends, coming back into a standing position, once again, bring full awareness into the body, feeling all of the variety of sensations that may be coming and going, passing through muscles and tendons and anything that can be felt as a result of these gentle stretches of the body. The breath moving in and out of the body, supporting the movement. Noticing thoughts and emotions as they come in and make themselves aware. And then release them gently, always just coming back to this place of really being aware and in the body with the breath as it comes and goes. And now, if you're ready, practicing a balance pose. And with this pose, feel free to hold on to something until you develop better balance, and that will come with practice. So beginning in the mountain pose, feeling your body balanced evenly on both feet with your knees, hips, and shoulders aligned. Now feeling your left foot solidly on the ground, bend your right knee and raise it in front of you as high as comfortable for you while maintaining your balance. So raising that right knee up, balancing on the left foot. Breathe naturally, being mindful of the sensations and being present. Release the foot and bring it back down to the floor. Whether you're stabilizing yourself by holding on to something or not, just recognizing all of the muscles that go into play when we're balancing, bringing that right foot back down to the floor, getting some stability equal amount of weight between the left and right foot, and then bring all the weight onto the right sole of the foot as you slowly begin to raise the left knee up in front of you, just as high as is comfortable for you. Balancing on the right foot, raising this left knee, feeling what it's like to balance in the body. And then slowly allow this left foot to come back down and meet the floor. Once again, bringing equal amounts of pressure to the right and left soles of the feet. And now a little extension of this balance pose, and only if it's comfortable and right for you. Once again, bring all of the weight onto the left foot and have this intention of raising the right knee up in the air in front of you, and bring that knee up. And at the same time, bring the arms up to the sides and overhead, fingers facing up toward the ceiling, knee, right knee up in front of you, bent, balancing as long as it's possible for you. And then reaching up a little bit, maybe on an inhalation, bringing those arms back down slowly, the right knee straightened out and the right foot back down to the floor. Now repeating this stretch on the left side. So bringing all the weight onto the right sole of the foot and beginning to have that intention of raising the left leg in front of you with the left knee bent. So raising this knee up in front of you as high as is comfortable. And then at the same time, raising the arms up to the sides and overhead, fingertips facing toward, pointing toward the ceiling, just balancing with this left leg up, the right foot balancing on the floor, stretching, breathing, reaching up through those fingers and breathing in. And then exhaling and bringing the arms down, bringing that knee, that leg back down, and the foot back down to the floor. Taking a pause here and just noticing, how does the body feel in this moment with these periods of stretching, releasing, and breathing? Feeling the heat in the body that perhaps has increased through these periods of movement, the increase of the breath. Just being present, noticing the waves of sensation, the waves of emotion, the waves of thought, whatever is here now, allowing it to come and go gently. And so now practicing a pose called the warrior pose. Begin by standing in the mountain pose. Rotate your right foot out with the heel at the center of your left foot. So bring the heel of the right foot into the center of the left foot, forming a T. And then take a wide step out to the side with your right leg. And balance yourself in this position with your weight evenly distributed between the feet. Breathe naturally. And now extend your arms from your sides at shoulder level and bend your right knee, aligning it over your right ankle, and gaze out over and beyond your right arm, keeping your torso stationary. Breathing naturally. Stretching, feeling these sensations, only for as long as is right for you, coming out of these poses whenever it feels necessary. Just breathing naturally and then gently release and return to the mountain pose by dropping the arms, straightening the leg, standing back up, bringing the feet back together. Now we'll repeat this on the opposite side. And to do so, just stand in the mountain pose and rotate your left foot this time out with the heel at the center of your right foot. So align the left heel into the center of the right foot, forming a T. Then take a wide step out to the side with your left leg and balance yourself in this position, equally distributing the weight between both feet. And then, breathing naturally, just extend your arms from your sides at shoulder level and bend your left knee, aligning it over the left ankle and gazing out over the left arm in this warrior pose. Balancing and stretching and breathing naturally. And then after a few breaths in this position, just come back by straightening the leg, bringing the feet back together, lowering the arms, and moving back into the mountain pose. Once again, staying in this position, very neutral, sometimes closing the eyes just in an effort to feel into the body deeply for the effects of this movement, this motion, this breath. And then ending this session with three full body stretches, allowing the inhalation to draw the arms up overhead, palms facing each other, fingers up toward the sky, stretching, and then exhaling, allowing the arms to drift back down all the way to the sides of the body. Reaching up again and inhaling and stretching through the body, through the fingertips. And then exhaling, allowing the arms to come back down to the sides. Last time, reaching up, breathing in, stretching, and then exhaling, slowly bringing the arms back down to the sides. Now standing for this final few seconds of the practice in the mountain pose, feeling the body, feeling the strength, however it is with your body, of the motions that it has gone through, the muscles that have worked and then released perhaps a bit, softened a bit. Checking in with the breath as it flows in and out. As you come to the end of this session, congratulating yourself for participating in these mindful movement postures, for moving your body, for releasing tightness, and perhaps most importantly, for bringing your awareness into the body with the breath, following sensations, giving yourself the gift of this practice. Beginning to get a sense of the environment around you, and if your eyes are closed, gently open them. And allowing yourself to proceed now with whatever comes in the next moment.